Hey, we have a good one today.
Yes.
So your guide to building a successful social media strategy. So whether you're new to social media or you just really need a better strategy, this is the show for you. So today we're going to talk about everything from platform tips to content creation and really just best practices to help you build your brand awareness and connect with customers. So let's get going.
Hey, welcome to Marketing in a Mic. We are here to give you a variety of digital business tips. We're sometimes give you trends, guides, but it's all in the hopes to help your business get better results on the internet. So by the end of today's show, we're going to give you a clear roadmap on how to best manage your social media, connect with prospective customers, and generate some revenue for your business.
Yeah. So let's just start from the top. So really, this is the basics. So you want to set up your basics. Well, what does that mean? Well, all of your social media platforms need to be set up thoroughly around your brand and your industry. So this includes filling out your social channels completely and using all the features available to you. So it also means setting up your business for success by doing your homework beforehand and really researching your industry as a whole.
Darn, I was hoping you were going to have to say niche or niche first.
I left that just for you, Glow.
I would say niche, but I don't know. We can mix it up. But anyway, all right. As we always tell you, you want to research your audience. I mean, it makes no sense to be out on these platforms if you are not talking to who's buying your stuff. So yes. Research your audience, your niche or niche, and your content. So think of this step way before anything else. It's kind of like you're onboarding to social media. Yes. This is where you want to prepare everything before you even launch the first social media channel. So what do you want to be known for? Once you establish this and you know what people are interested in about your business or your products and services, then that's going to set it up for you.
That's the truth. And, you know, we talk about your audience, but it is key. So knowing your audience really is your key driver in developing content for your social platforms and content that's going to resonate with them. So do they prefer clicking on links? Do they prefer watching videos? Would they rather see educational posts or would they rather see more humor-based? Knowing all of that is really important to your strategy.
It definitely is. Even things like what's the age range of the people who buy your products? Do they hold certain positions? I mean, are they, you know, whatever. I don't know. Are they management? Are they regular people that are out there working like we are? Are they local? Think about that. So knowing all of these little things is going to help you understand exactly who's following your brand, your products and services, and then it's going to help you build that relationship with them.
Yeah. Because you think about it, are you B2C? Are you B2B? And like, who is your audience? So then let's talk about your platforms. So rather than being on every single platform, figure out which is the best for your business. So it's better to do a great job on specific platforms than to spread yourself too thin and just not be effective anywhere. And especially if you don't have the resources, just if you don't have the capabilities to kind of blanket yourself everywhere, then find the key ones and hound in on them. So if your demographics are on multiple platforms, really research which content does best where.
Oh my gosh. If you don't get anything else out of this, this is probably maybe number one or number two. People ask me all the time, do I need to be on TikTok? Do I need to be on this? Do I need to be on that? And again, how do we answer? Are your customers on there? Because if your customers are not looking for your products on TikTok, then don't waste your time on that? We all only have a certain amount of time. So for example, just like I talked about, if your posts don't perform well on Instagram, because that's not where your customers are, they may be better on LinkedIn. So the moral of the story is not all platforms and really customers are created equal. So I'm going to narrow it down. And this is where it's very important to study all these current metrics.
Well, and I'll give you a great example. There's a particular client where the same post went on Instagram, and it was a more entertaining kind of humor based. Well, that particular post got a lot of engagement. That same thing with the humor on LinkedIn, not so much.
Yeah.
And it was sort of that thing of, okay, we'll just sort of know that some platforms, like that specific post, isn't really going to work as well. So sometimes you just need to make some tweaks, or just don't, you know, post it on there if it's just not going to, if it's going to fall flat.
Yeah, that's definitely an important thing to think about. Just because you did a post doesn't mean it has to go everywhere. Put it where it makes the most sense. So yeah. What are you laughing at? Do I have a guess?
No, I'm just saying, like, if they're laughing about it on Instagram, but they're not laughing about it on LinkedIn.
I mean, yeah, we've seen them bomb before. I've looked at posts before and I'm like, what the? Or it's even worse sometimes to make the post look exactly alike and then put it everywhere, even though it doesn't apply. So anyway, yes. All right. It's very important to figure out where you need to be spending your time and your money in some cases.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And you may not know this out the gate. This is like sort of the last post point about this. You may not know that stuff. You may not know, hey, what's going to resonate with them. So, you know, give it a good 30 days and then make those tweaks and sort of analyze what was my best content, what was not so great. And then, you know, make the tweaks that you need to.
Yes. And I don't think a lot of people do that. I don't think they look back at the metrics and the analytics. Okay. So great point. All right. The next thing you want to think about is your competitors. And some people, including myself, I've sometimes don't care what my competitors are doing, but it's very
they're in the wind behind me.
That's like what? But it is very important to see what they're doing, and you know, it can give you some ideas. So yeah. Start by making a list of 5 to 10 of the competitors you think that are online and on social media, and then yes, social stalking is called for in this situation. So
it's healthy.
Go for it. Have fun. Scroll through their content to get a sense of what's working best for them. Because what do we talk about? Don't recreate the wheel if you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of good to, as like a launching point, to sort of see what's out there. So, all right, let's get to kind of the good stuff. This can be one of the hardest exercises, so to speak, in social media, but it is one that really shouldn't be neglected. And that is actively helping to grow your following. You know, this is aging me, but that movie Field of Dreams, that whole, you know, if you build it, they will come, like that sort of concept really doesn't work so much with social media. You can't just build it and they're all just going to come flocking. And I took your line and I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead. We can go back to talk about, you know, we were talking about social stalking other people, not necessarily. Let's go a little bit further with this. You don't want to use exactly what they're using or their exact message, but if they have the same customer base or same demographics, then it only makes sense to see what's working for them.
Right.
You may already have it hooked up and you know what it is, but it can also just say, okay, yeah, that's working for me too. So
yeah, you're right. It gives you that idea of, what I may think everybody is loving and wanting. Well, then if you kind of go out there and look at the competitors and what is actually working for them, you may find like, oh, it's really not what I initially thought it was. So that's sort of that whole thing about getting out there and engaging and talking about this with growing your following.
Yeah.
With social media, your brand awareness depends heavily on your consistency, but how often you interact. And I'm sure you've noticed that, Glenna, like when you're on social media, you find like some of the pages or some of the people, if you start sort of commenting and or interacting with them more, then all of a sudden you start seeing them more in your feed. So this kind of goes into how you can grow your following, which is develop a sort of weekly engagement plan. And it can be as little as like 15, 20 minutes a day or an hour a week that you dedicate to the following. And we're going to kind of pull up that schedule here.
Yeah, let's talk about best practices to help grow your following, because we all need to be doing that. So the first thing you want to do is find your niche or your audience and stick to that consistently. Align your content with your brand niche. Okay, what are people buying? What are they looking for? This is very important. Post regularly using various types of content, and then follow 10 industries that align with yours.
Yes. And posting regularly can mean aiming for once a day. And it can be anywhere in the form of feed posts or stories or reels or whatever it is, videos. So that's why I see kind of want to put out a variety of content consistently. So let's go through the following. Number five is regularly like, comment, and share content from these 10 industries. And 10 is just, you know, we kind of look at it as like a starting point. If you get around there, that's great. But just, you know, kind of put it as a benchmark. And number six is find 10 to 20 hashtags that are popular within your brand and your local service area. Follow and use and share those popular hashtags. That's really important in helping to broaden your audience base.
Yes, definitely. You want to post, engage, share, and repeat. Yes. And hashtags are important. Oh my gosh, people. You don't use hashtags. Just don't make up something just to make up something. Or if you want to do that, go ahead, but it's not going to help you with your business. So our thing is know your hashtags. I guess that could be a hashtag. So hashtags play a different role on each platform that you're on. And they are consistently used as a search tool. So you kind of have to know what's what on each platform. So it's a great way to help widen your audience base, but you definitely need to know which hashtags perform better. So did you even know that you can follow specific hashtags? I mean, these are all things you need to think about.
Yeah, and it's really neat. I mean, for instance, if you go on Instagram and you just search a word, or so to speak, and you don't put a hashtag in front of it, well, it's going to try to find companies that are related to that word. So Instagram is very much hashtag heavy. So let's expand on that. On nearly all social platforms, you may not be aware of this, but you can follow popular hashtags, which helps sort of insert your business into these like-minded faces and even get some more content ideas. So as an example, hashtag social media marketing, it actually has over 18 million posts and it's actively followed by other people. So you can kind of take a look at some other niche industries or influencers that you like, and it will show their hashtags when you follow. Have you ever kind of gone onto an Instagram page and it'll show who they follow? And then there's another tab where it says hashtags they follow.
Yeah.
And that's kind of neat too, because you could say like, oh, well, they're real popular in my industry. What other hashtags do they follow?
Right. And popular is one thing, but if it's oversaturated, that's another thing, depending on what you're wanting to get out of your social media. So like Sarah was saying, hashtag social media marketing, oh my gosh, casts such a wide net with 18 million posts that it's just a lot. Okay. How do you get noticed? So this is where if you pick your niche and what you really want to hone into and pick those hashtags and use local hashtags, that's mm-hmm. going to be the best friend, as we say, for you in the hashtag world. So what we mean by local hashtags, and we get this question a lot, is that there are hashtags that are for local communities and cities that you can utilize in your content.
Yes. I mean, there's even like a really popular one that's like hashtag Birmingham hairstylist. But as an example, there's over 280,000 active posts about hashtag Birmingham AL, which is a real popular local hashtag that people follow. And when you insert that in, if there's something going on locally in Birmingham, people just follow that hashtag and get that information. So by simply kind of incorporating hashtag Birmingham AL into some of your posts, it's going to give you that visibility in front of sort of your local service area and search by that specific hashtag. So it can really, like I said, be your best friend.
Yes. And again, you have to think about, you want to know your audience, but what area are you wanting to get your customers from? You may not want customers in a certain area. So you have to think about that. All right, let's talk about niche hashtags. All right. Let's say we're a marketing company. We don't mean putting hashtag Fusion One Marketing is the best marketing company ever. I mean, that's niche to us, but it doesn't make sense. And we just made it up, but it does nothing for us. So think about this hashtag HVAC Life. That's popular in the heating and cooling industry. However, it's not important, you know, to have that as your distinct hashtag. Mm-hmm. It may not be what your customers are looking for. I really don't care about HVAC life if my air conditioner is not working, right? So even though it may be popular, I don't think your customers are going to be searching those kind of things.
Yes. Yeah, that's so key. To kind of look at it as the scope of not only what's so necessarily like niche, but you also got to pair it with your customer. So instead, consider utilizing hashtags that align with what your customers care about. So hashtag home repair or hashtag air quality. Those are popular and they're more aligned with customer searches. Like they may be looking for tips or, home repair tips, whatever it is, find those and incorporate those. So don't use or create hashtags without researching them first. For example, you may think hashtag hump day would be a popular hashtag for Wednesday. However, if you do some digging, which I did, you'll discover it doesn't necessarily reference the middle of the week. And you can you could go ahead and do that little research after what kind of fun stuff you find.
Not all hashtags are created equal. You have to be very careful and you might want to look them up. All right. So another thing that you can do to help with your social media strategy is invite people to your page. And a lot of people don't take time to do this. So I know it can be time consuming, but you need to be actively doing this. And if you can't do it yourself, assign it to somebody who will, whether it be someone else you work with or someone like us. If you're just creating your page, go ahead and invite as many people as you can, right out of the gate and get those followers built up from the very beginning. And then every month, just make it a priority to invite more people to your page, or each time you meet someone, out networking or a new customer. That's another one of those little triggers that can help you invite or remember to invite.
Yeah, absolutely. And it kind of goes back to we were talking about like your little best practices or your social media plan. If you're actively following that process above where you're consistently following, engaging with other pages, when you turn around and invite them to yours, it's going to seem a lot less invasive. So it's just a good approach to help kind of organically gain your following. And it's another reason why it's so important to just follow and engage with others. If you want to grow your page, you can't be one-sided. People aren't going to buy into it.
Yes. And I love this next part. We're actually going to give you best practices for content on the most popular platform. So I'm going to just go ahead and start with Instagram. On Instagram, you want to establish a coherent style and an easily identifiable theme. What are you about? People want to be able to take a quick look and already know what you're doing. Use hashtags again and create a branded hashtag. What do you want to be known for? Yeah. Forge partnerships with influencers and other brands. That's very important. Again, it's social, everybody. Mm-hmm. And then we, on all of these, this drives us crazy and it should drive you crazy if you want to do it correctly. Every platform has its own image and video dimensions. Yes. All right. So for Instagram, your feed post should be 1080 by 1080. And then for stories and reels, it should be 1920 by 1080. So yes. Those are things, again, jot these down.
Jot it down. And the thing is that you look at Instagram and it still is, it's sort of a picture-based, a video-based type of a platform. So that's why that branding element comes in, is just having a nice, good brand and look and feel. So, all right, let's talk about YouTube. If you're wanting to utilize YouTube, do your keyword research. YouTube is a search-based in a web platform where people are searching for the kinds of videos that they want. Develop your video content that aligns with your brand's unique niche. Keep it audience-based with what they want to see. Use graphic and editing styles that subscribers can easily recognize. Mm-hmm. And the image and video dimensions for this is 1200 by 625 or 1920 by 1080. So yeah, make sure you do those or it's going to look a little clunky.
Well, and like you said, yeah, exactly. And you want to make things, like you said, that they can easily recognize. People scroll. They put something in that they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And if they recognize your brand, it's easy for them to say, oh, there's another video. There's another one, without them having to go to lists and that kind of thing. So,
yes.
All right. LinkedIn is its own little world. It just really is. So you want to be consistent on LinkedIn. So be consistent in your publishing schedule. Publish the same amount of time each week. Just really work on it. And then encourage employees out there to share content. And you also on LinkedIn, you don't want to just sell, sell, sell. That's not what LinkedIn's for. You want to put a variety of content out there that other businesses can use because it's business centric. Mm-hmm. And here we go with, again, video dimensions or image and video dimensions. So, wow, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, they accept a lot right now, which, and it's always funny is because it like can change. They change it all the time. Like Facebook just changed. But LinkedIn has pretty much been like, we take it all.
Yeah. What they're after is they want the best content. And that means your images and videos plus what else you're sharing.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So let's move on to Twitter. So Twitter, schedule some time for some daily Twitter activity. Again, if Twitter is your platform, participate in Twitter chats. It's still sort of like how Instagram is image-based, Twitter still is more conversational-based. So although I will say that Twitter is now using images more and more and more and more. So make sure that you're tweeting out content that provides real value. You can use hashtags and like 1 to 3 hashtags sort of helps with your search. But Twitter has recently as well, you can search content without a hashtag. Image and video dimensions is 1080 by 1080, 1200 by 625, 1920 by 1080, and 940 by 788. So they're very good too of taking it all.
Yes. All right. Facebook. No, Facebook's not dead. No, it's not gone. Yes, it still is the number one platform with mm-hmm. the most users. So it's also where a lot of money is. And what do I mean by that? That age group is where, you know, people have money to spend. So don't discount it just because you think TikTok or Instagram's cool. Think about, again, who's your audience? And what's really awesome about Facebook is that you can create call to action features and increase customer communication. You can also use a lot of links, link back to information, which is going to help your SEO and all that good stuff. But still, on Facebook, you can still find partnerships, mm-hmm. find influencers and other brands and kind of forge, get what do you guys have alike? What do you have in common? So forge those partnerships and then develop content that aligns with your brand's unique niche. There's a lot of noise on Facebook, a ton. Yes. So you need to figure out how are you going to stand out? If you're a marketing company like we are, what makes us stand out?
Right.
And you have your own dimensions.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's important to recognize too with these platforms, like this is a social media strategy for businesses. So if you're looking to be like an influencer and then go to TikTok or because their goals are different. Like sometimes it's like, if your goal is to get a lot of followers and get a ton of followers, and then you'll help get sort of some advertising and sponsorship and all that. That's one thing, but this is for businesses. And thankfully, a lot of these platforms have developed a lot of features to help businesses with their strategy. So that's why it's real important to know kind of how to position yourself. So this leads us to our sort of one of our final points is, as a business, you want to make sure that you're always driving traffic to your website. So social media is one place that you want people to engage with your brand, but it should also be a place where they go to your website, and it needs to be part of like your key marketing funnel. So remember, you want to utilize as many ways to get potential customers to your site.
Yes. And like we mentioned in Facebook, those call to action things, you want to drive traffic to your website. Make sure you're sharing blog posts about your products and services, put links, like we mentioned, back to those things on your website. You may have service pages. You should have service pages on your website, link back to them. You also want to have share events or appointment pages. So all of that stuff is going to draw people back to your website. And let's think about Instagram, set up an Instagram bio link tool in your profile to make your images clickable to outbound links. Now, we can't put regular links on Instagram. So it's almost like a link tree. That's what I think about.
Yeah, it is. And Linktree is one. And now it's grown even more to like all these sites are doing it. And I sort of jumped into this and I wanted to go back to streamlining your communication, because we were talking about how these social platforms have been really good at providing different features for customers to contact your business. And we're seeing it more and more. Even Google is doing this too with all these different call to action buttons. So this is so important. Streamline communication. And we're going to show you what this means. There are so many features available for customers to reach out directly to you on social media. And guess what? Customers are using them. So you want to make sure that you create auto replies to quickly respond to customers who contact you through Messenger or through the WhatsApp app, which is also now a link that's on Facebook. And I'll just kind of show you as you're talking, Glenna, where these parts are.
Yes. So you're going to create saved replies. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it. You already have text and emails and phone calls and everything else you've got going on. So you may not be able to get to it right away. So you want to make sure that you have replies that will come up and FAQs to answer the questions right away until you can get to them. So make sure all saved replies include a call to action button so customers can then be redirected where you want them to go. Are you going to take them to a website or to a staff member who can answer their questions right away? Or are you going to assign important inbox messages to team members to follow up? It doesn't matter. Like Sarah said, you have to have some way of replying, whether it's auto and then a real person or however you're going to do it. But you have to respond immediately, because people are, guess what, if they don't hear from anybody, whether it's automated or a real person, they're going to the next business.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I'm showing here is sort of your backend tool on Facebook of your page settings. And with Facebook too, it actually will sync with Instagram. So if somebody sends you a direct message on Instagram, these two platforms will merge in the sense that you can view wherever people are trying to reach you. But all of this is through Messenger on the backside, where you can set up automated messages. You can go here and set up instant replies. And the cool thing about all these as well is you can actually add call to action buttons within your messages. So as Glenna was talking about with having these FAQs, so somebody could, you know, you could pop up your four or five most common questions that people ask, answer it, and then also give a call to action button to be like, hey, like book an appointment or contact us directly. Just hit this button. Here's this section of frequently asked questions. So right here, it talks about the buttons that you can add. It's just adding that deeper layer of communication and making it so you don't leave your customers hanging. And like you were saying, the biggest key is to dedicate somebody that is paying attention to this. So if you're setting all this stuff up, but you don't have anybody monitoring it, well, you're going to miss a lot of people that are trying to reach out to you on social media.
Yes. So, you know, if you're taking time to do all of this, or if you're even paying for ads, you need to answer it somehow. So, yes. Anyway, I think that's a wrap, right?
Yeah, that's a wrap. And I jumped pages on you and
We got through it all. So as always, we'd love to help, but don't forget, we have other stuff out there too. We have all kinds of guides for you on our podcast. We also go live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And you can also catch our replays on Instagram. So we also have all of this stuff on our YouTube channel. So go out there and find anything about anything you want on digital marketing.
Yes, yes. And if you want to talk any further about social media strategy, or you want to tweak yours, we would love to have a conversation with you and see how we could help. So until next time.
Yeah.
See ya. Bye.